Hello everybody, I'm your host Camel26, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's entry of the Streets of Sahara.
Hey there, I'm Camel46. Today, I've been invited onto the Streets of Sahara by your host to talk about the causes and effects of today's topic, the Sand Road. The Sand Road was the early part of early trans-Saharan trade, and came into being as early as 300 CE. The Sahara Desert is hot and unrelenting, and without the discovery of how to traverse this desert, many bordering cities would have never grown to be what they ended up becoming. Other than the Sea Road, the Sand Road was one of the only efficient ways to carry information and valuables to and from many parts of Africa. So, how exactly did this trade route come to be? How did it affect its surrounding environment? Obviously, the main cause of the Sand Road's creation was none other than the camel. An effect of the creation of the Sand Road was the beginning development of the bordering kingdom of Mali. Another effect was it made it capable for Islam to spread further into Africa and beyond. Now, before we continue, a word from our sponsors. Based off of the hit Instagram account and morning talk show, comes the new hit anime adaptation, Camel46's Bizarre Adventure, coming to Hulu and Netflix on April 21st. Like stated earlier, the Sahara Desert is an unrelenting and dangerous place, and the journey is long and tedious. So how did people manage to get across it? Early traders and merchants were graced by the divine presence of the camel, a large, beautiful, humpbacked creature capable of surviving terribly hot temperatures and capable of long-distance travel without too much water consumption. By riding and tugging camels, merchants finally had a vessel they could use to travel across the desert. Now that I think about it, I guess the merchants had some sort of role in the creation of the desert as well. The desert road, I mean, we did end up causing all this global warming, but that's in the past. I mean, global warming is in the future, but never mind. By using techniques like tracking directions using stars and studying dunes, caravans of merchants were able to efficiently travel across the Sahara Desert. Soon, wells, mining camps, and even bazaars began to turn up as checkpoints inside the Sahara. This was the early beginning of the Salt Road. Hailing from Southwest Asia, Muslims crossed over into the continent of Africa, seeking refuge from their captors. Soon after Muslims were accepted, Islam started to begin its slow spread across Africa. While at first, Islam stuck mostly around the northeastern part of Africa, information, missionaries, and Islam's holy text, the Quran, slowly began to travel across the Sand Road, making its way through the Sahara and into Mali. The spread of Islam in Mali on its own would start a huge chain of events that would shape North and West Africa for years to come. Soon after the introduction of the Sand Road, the Kingdom of Mali grew to become a serious political power. I've actually had hands-on experience with this event myself. If you want to learn more about this event, on top of what I'm about to tell you, you should go check out my Instagram page, at Sahara_Camel_46. Please, it's very educational, and you'd really enjoy it. Soon after Islam began its spread throughout Africa, the Kingdom of Mali's main political powers converted, most notably Mansa Musa, King of Mali. This conversion later followed with a royal Hajj, in which Mansa Musa would travel with other Muslims and merchants across the Sahara and back to Mecca in order to fulfill their duty of visiting sacred grounds. This voyage resulted in the disruption of the economy, as Mansa Musa was one of the richest people of his time. The price of gold was actually lowered in value after he spent so much of it. After the Hajj had ended, Mansa Musa brought back various peoples he had met along the journey, which diversified Mali's culture and structure. Compared to its counterpart, the Sea Road, many differences can be shown. The most notable difference is likely the area that each trade route used. While the Sand Road fell throughout the Sahara Desert, the Sea Road ran throughout the Indian Ocean, reaching empires as far as India. Well, that's pretty obvious, right? I mean, it's called the Indian Ocean for a reason, right? Those using the Sea Road were from East Africa, and harnessed monsoon winds to quickly move from continent to continent on boat. Not camel, of course. I mean, boats can swim faster than camels. But if camels could swim faster than boats, then you'd most likely use a camel, because camels are way cooler, right? Also, while the Sand Road mainly spread the religion of Islam, the Sea Road actually spread the religion of Buddhism. Sadly, it seems like we've run out of time. I'd like to thank our producers for inviting me here to talk about the Sand Road. If you're interested in the next rest of our series, please tune in next week to learn about camel anatomy. As always, have a wonderful day and stay curious.